Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Need to Nerd podcast. I'm your host, Easy, and I'm joined by my co-host, a special man with a special beard, Patty B.
Spencer, you're special. Love you so much. Glad to be here. Excited to talk about some nerd stuff.
I thought you said some nude stuff, and I was like, we can't talk about that on the show, Patty.
No, sir. No, nerd stuff. That's what we're here for, is nerd stuff.
Well, this week we are doing our Need to Nerd for March. We're going to talk about things like nerd news and nerddom and nerdiness that exciting us. And but before we do that, just want to remind people to head on over to the Discord, check out the things going on there. I just possibly secured a sponsor for the constructive criticism open that happens in there. And we're excited for that, as well as, I should say it on this podcast, with the return of Mythicast and things kind of going on, we'll also be doing the MTG contests again, starting this month. We were going to do it earlier in the year, and then things kind of got in the way. So if you have a trophy in a draft or a trophy in a league on Magic Online or Arena, or get Mythic or Top 8 to RCQ, show us a picture of your deck, let us know about your event, and then they'll be put into a raffle to win monies to mtgotraders.com. But let's dive into our main topic today, Patty B. We are talking about our Need to Nerd in March. Patty B, I gotta know, you gotta go first. What are you nerding out about right now?
So right now, I've been kind of on a Star Wars kick. I watched Season 3, Episode 1 of The Mandalorian that came out yesterday. It was really good, and I'm really excited to see where the season goes there. I also started watching Andor. That was something that was on my want-to that I need to fulfill next, last month. Show hasn't really caught me, or like, how do I say this? It's not been exactly what I expected, but I don't know what I really expected with a show about one of the characters from Rogue One. But
can still I ask good. How far it's still you a good are? Show.
Episode 3.
Okay.
So it's getting better. Obviously, yeah. I'm going to watch
it. It snowballs real fast. It's fine at the beginning, but it goes from like, oh, this is fine, to like, oh, this is like one of the better TV shows on television, just period.
Gotcha. So. Okay. I'm looking forward to that then. Yeah. And then also, as far as what I'm playing right now, got some crazy life stuff happening, and so just distracting and playing some Fortnite with my wife just kind of turned my brain off, and that's been really fun. I can see why that game is like really addicting and you know, has kids in its grasp.
We gotta get on the same turn off your brain game. We gotta get you, me, your wife, and Maxwell all on Valheim and turn off our brains that way. It's so fun.
For sure. Sounds like we want to get. I know we did, because February was a little crazy. We didn't. I think we planned on one night doing the game nights.
Yeah, we're still going to do that. We have to just kind of decide on what game nights they'll be. Okay. I know that I think it's Andrew Elliott just downloaded that game as well as some other people. So, but I'm down to try Fortnite. I've actually only played that game one time. So.
It's fun. It's again, just turn off your brain. Kind of, I don't do all the crazy build stuff that people do. Just play as weird characters and shoot them up.
So for me, I last night was like finally sat down to like, I was gonna beat Breath of the Wild again before Tears of the Kingdom came out, and the original plan was to 100% it, and I'm just definitely not going to do that at this point. But I did beat the Four Divine Beasts, got the Master Sword, and now just like want to get myself to like a really good spot in the game where I'm happy. There's a lot of DLC that I didn't get to do the first time around that I'm excited to try. So that's something that I was doing last night that I'm going to continue. I also said last month that I wanted to beat Pokemon Legends Arceus because I never got the chance to. I pulled it out last month. At the end of January, and Maxwell got into it too. So I have had to split time on Pokemon Legends Arceus rather than getting to play most of it for myself. But it's been fun. I have gotten a lot farther. Going to continue to play that. Also finally caught up on My Hero Academia, something that I had fallen behind on in the last few months just because it was hard to watch with kids. Like, it was something that I would watch on my lunch break pretty often or make sure to watch with my wife. And, like, we were watching, like, the extended edition Lord of the Rings instead because I have never seen them. And so we got to finish Return of the King now, but that's kind of... So we finally caught up on My Hero Academia and have stayed up to date on it, so I feel pretty comfortable still out there. And then, finally, the last thing I'm nerding out about is a huge personal nerd thing. My mom's Xbox original, she let me borrow it to play Lord of the Rings of the Third Age because I think it's just, like, one of the sweetest, most fun RPGs ever. And the disc drive wasn't working, so I took it to a repair shop, and they just got back to me finally that they repaired it. And I am so excited. I have so many Xbox original games that aren't backwards compatible on my Series X, and I am just stoked, dude. Like, Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition is one I'm going to jam because that one's not backwards compatible. And that's, like, a really fun racer that if you like Need for Speed Underground 2, it's, like, in that same vein. Then just I have a ton of original Xbox games that I'm just excited to kind of jam on.
That's exciting. Was it Third Age or was it the Return of the King that had just, like, crazy awesome graphics? And it was super fun.
I think all three of the movie films are platinum hits, if I'm not mistaken. Return of the King has a really fun fight in that one. If you're playing multiplayer, where, like, you just, like, battle just hordes and hordes of guys at the end of the game. That one's really fun.
Yes. Return of the King is the game I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Have you played the Third Age?
I haven't played the Third Age. It sounds like it's a blast.
It is chef's kiss. It follows a group of adventure of another group of a female elf, a male human, a dwarf, a ranger, and then you pick up other people along the way and build your party as you kind of follow the fellowship and try to help in different ways. It's really fun.
Gotcha. So you're like party number two of the same
group
of people, but doing okay.
It's got a bunch of visuals from the extended edition as well as additional story. It's really fun. You know, it has a really good weapons upgrade system as you, like, weapon progression system. It's really fun. It's a good one. And, like, you know, you get to do the Battle of Helm's Deep with, like, Aragorn and stuff. You get to battle alongside them. It's really fun.
That's rad. How did you like the extended editions? That's cool that you've gotten to watch those now.
So I only watched the first two so far. I thought they were both great. There were parts where I was like, I can see why they cut that. And there are parts where I'm like, I can't believe they cut that. But it is definitely something that, like, I've never avoided it. It's just, like, you know, when you're thinking about what you want to do with your time, like, I'm not watching them in one sitting. I don't have the time to go watch a 4-hour movie. I mean, we watched Justice League Snyder vs. Justice League in four sittings too. And that's about how long these
are. Oh, the Snyder cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, the Two Towers is actually, I think, one of my favorite of the three. I think that it had a lot more in its fight, and there's a lot more context in that one that I think was great to have. So
yeah, there was like some of the scenes. I don't know if is it spoilers to talk about the scenes at this point.
You know what? They're already making a new Lord of the Rings series.
It was going to be one of my talking points later.
Oh, gotcha.
It might not be in the notes. I might have forgotten to put it in because I put something else in. But I do want to talk about that. So some of the stuff with Rohan, like, and the stuff that they cut there. Oh, that's actually not the one that I can't believe they cut. The one that I actually couldn't believe they cut was the Sean Bean scene. I was like, how in the world did you cut this?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this 100%. This made every character in this scene makes so much more sense for the whole franchise. How did you cut this out?
Right.
So there was another scene though with the cousin of, or the niece, I should say, that also was really helpful. There's stuff like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. The extra battle stuff was sweet too.
I'll go next on, cause you know, we also want to talk about what are things that we want to fulfill are, I'm not gonna lie. I cannot believe, I want to apologize to the listeners. I did a full weekend of Magic coverage and then have recorded a podcast every day since doing a full weekend of Magic coverage. So my voice is a little raspy.
You're mostly back, and you're also a rock star for doing that. That can take a lot on your voice.
Thank you. That's very kind. But the, what was I going to talk about? Oh, I can't believe it's Thursday and I haven't seen Mando yet. Like, when it's funny, cause like I totally could have watched it yesterday. Had I made it a priority, I was prioritizing some other stuff yesterday. But like I've taken the day off to watch Mando premieres before. Like, so I can't believe it. I'm so excited. The second this podcast ends, that's what I'm doing, probably with Debonair. So that's exciting. And then the other things I'm kind of excited about, like once we're done with the Lord of the Rings stuff, to kind of go back and like see the backlog of movies that have maybe hit HBO or Netflix or Disney Plus, like Wakanda Forever, I still haven't seen, stuff like that. So that's kind of next on my stuff. That's a lot of watching rather than the typical stuff. Like usually in this segment, I'm talking about video games, but I'm like, I've already beat Kakarot. I beat a bunch of other. I beat that Pokemon game last month. Like, so I'm catching up on my video game backlog, but there's a lot I got to do on the watching backlog.
Gotcha.
How about you?
Yeah. So for me, my nerds that I need to fulfill, still locked out of my Xbox account. I think I'm going to get a prepaid cell phone just to get that back, because that's been a living hell trying to do that. So with that, that's the way I'm going to be able to play Red Dead. So that's still a priority for me moving forward. And then Yellowstone has a new season that we have purchased. But I think they're starting to be new episodes starting to come out. I think they did like the split season thing.
So I have a question, because I have been wanting to watch Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. So if you have Paramount Plus, do you still have to purchase it?
So you can watch the first four seasons on Paramount Plus. The new season, we wanted to watch it right away. We did not want to wait. So we purchased it. It's that good of a show. We've watched 1883. Haven't watched the other spinoff series that they were doing. I forget what dated year title that series is. I think it follows like his dad. But it just kind of in the same vein as Red Dead. It kind of just gets that cowboy ness out.
All right, I'm going to watch. You have convinced me to give it a shot, and I will be giving Yellowstone one a shot. So
sweet. Yep, Rip and Beth are great characters too. Love that couple.
What's next?
Next is actually, so we have MoviePass. We get to see all the new movies that come out. I think the next movie that I want to see is Creed 3. The Rocky series itself has its own fandom, and I think Michael B. Jordan has done a fantastic job with these Creed movies. After seeing Ant-Man, Quantumania, basically everything that Jonathan Majors has done recently has just been fantastic. So I expect no less for Creed 3, and he looks super jocked. So that'll be rad.
One of my close friends said that he thought that Creed 1 was the best movie ever made when it came out. And I still haven't seen, or maybe it was Creed 2, one of them. He said it, he thought it was, like, actually the best movie ever made. I still haven't seen it. And I usually, like, when somebody's willing to say that about a movie, I'll usually see it.
Yeah, worth seeing. I that's a bold claim, bold take.
He's a boxer.
Best movie ever. Oh, he's a boxer?
Yeah.
Tracks. For the movie about boxing, so.
Let's talk about some nerd news. Let's actually talk about the news that we have around, I mean, the new, potential new. It's so funny because, like, all that was said is potentially there could, we are open to the idea of more Lord of the Rings movies. But people were really confused. What does that mean? Well, so the movies and the TV show, as can sometimes happen, do not actually have the same rights owners. Amazon owns the rights to Lord of the Rings TV.
Mm-hmm.
And is it Paramount owns?
I think it was New Line Cinema, like, back in the day. I don't know if that's a subsidiary of Paramount.
No, I'm actually just wrong. As according to 6 days ago, Warner Brothers, who is the current owner of the movies, is there. They are in works to make new ones.
Oh, duh, it's Warner Brothers. It's on HBO Max, so that makes sense.
Man, I have so many thoughts and feelings about this. One, I really am excited for it. Two, I am not excited for the hate that they'll get, regardless of how good they are. And three, I really hope that they explore kind of different areas. I believe that they are required to make the movies within the third age, though. I think that's one of the contractual requirements. But that gives you a lot of time, so.
Gotcha, yeah. I mean, it's been three ages, it feels like, since we got the original trilogy for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, we got The Hobbit, though. The Hobbit takes place The Hobbit takes place in the third age.
It does. It does.
Here's the thing. Let's talk about The Hobbit really quick, and how those movies were just not as bad as the internet made them out to be.
In 15 years,
you're going to be recorded talking about it, and people are going to, and it's going to be
right in
vogue. So what do you really think?
Not as bad as the internet made it out to be. Wanted more out of them.
Interesting. Most people wanted less.
Sometimes less is more, Spencer. Yeah. So I don't know how. I felt like there was a lot of extra stuff with the Battle of the Five Armies that got shoehorned in to make it a trilogy that, you know, told more than just, you know, the story of the Hobbit and going in.
Yeah.
Taking down Smaug.
I think that that's totally, totally fair that it didn't need to be a trilogy and that it was,
I could see like part one, part two, right. To tell that whole deal.
How long is the Hobbit? It's not that long of a book.
No, it's not. It's something that we give kids to read in school, right? Like, it's.
I mean, there are a lot of things that happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but a lot of writing. I'd have to read The Hobbit again, but like a lot of writing can be shortened in film, not expanded in film. So it'd be interesting to see, like. Yeah, the cartoon Hobbit, that version from, was it? Oh, we talked about this on the podcast, didn't we? And I blew your mind.
Talked about the
when we were talking about the Grinch, weren't we?
I thought we talked about the cartoon animated version of the Lord of the Rings.
Well, I know, but when we did something. That, because we were talking about the Return of the King.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna pull this up. Yeah, 1977. Is the classic The Hobbit cartoon. And, like, I still think that movie is amazing. I don't know. I'd love to see them do that again too. Just be like, hey, we're sorry. Here's a one movie. Here's a one movie. Go at it.
For sure.
All of my notes got deleted. Oh, it's because I'm on the wrong thing. Nope. Cool. I have a sad news, and then I'm going to sandwich it. Okay. Beyond the Summit is a Smash Brothers organization that runs a tournament called Summit. And Patty B, as a viewer of, you know, different sports and things, I'm just going to explain the tournament series to you. And I want you to rate how you think it is on a scale of 1 to 10. So the way the Summit works is there are qualified players from, like, the best players in the world that are invited. They either are invited because they're just the best players in the world or because they win these massive events that feed into Summit. The other way you get in is fundraising from the community to increase. I believe it goes, like, you buy, like, swag and stuff to support the org, and then some of that also goes into the prize pool for the players themselves. So anyway, it's an invitational style tournament where the invited players, it's like, you know, they play against each other. It's Smash usually has, you know, 2,000 people, like 1,000 to 2,000 people in their tournaments, and instead every single round you're watching one of the best 25 players play against each other. I mean, that's not true. You're watching 20 of the best 25 players play against each other. And additionally, with that, they have side events that are really cool, like, you know, things like Squad Strike and Smash is a game where you pick three characters, and they each get one stock. Or they actually usually do America versus the rest of them is another one that's really popular. So where it's like all the Americans versus the world players. And each player gets one stock on your team. And then you...
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, like, there are stuff like that. And then they also do skits, like full-on skits or full-on games. Like, they did... they do all kinds of stuff. And these are, the best players in the world doing these skits, signing up for... They did a basketball tournament for one of them where, like, the Smashers are playing basketball. It's just really fun. If other games did that, you know, would it not be like the premier tournament for that game?
Yeah, it sounds very premier, right? If the elite players are playing it, and invited, and yeah, that's
so Smash Summit is awesome. Is ending. They fired everyone. And one of the reasons is just due to the state of the economy, and they are trying to do right by their employees. And looking at projections, they didn't think that they would be able to really weather through this year anyway. And so they'd rather give them severance and make sure that they're taking care of their people above everything else. And, you know, Patty and I play Magic. Today I was talking to a Magic store about the state of competitive Magic. And this real frustration that I have that while Modern is a really good format in Magic the Gathering... You cannot build a grassroots player base from Modern. It's not possible. The decks are $3,000. It's not happening. And like the cheap decks in Modern are like $500, which are like the expensive decks. I mean, even then, I don't think that there's very many standard decks at this point that cost that much anymore. And
unless you're playing Shielded and Atraxa,
but well, yes. Unless you're playing the cards that go in the Modern decks or the
right.
or the Pioneer decks, right? And
right.
One of the things that, you know, I've been thinking about is, you know, what are things that we can, as I look at Smash, you know, having its top two players lose sponsorships, as I look at, you know, events, you know, multiple world championship series fall to the wayside over the last 6 months, it's been really sad. And I look at Magic the Gathering and I think, you know, what can we as players do to maybe try to gain a foothold and save some of the things and actually gain new players. And so Beyond the Summit ending made me think a lot about Magic, made me think about kind of just like the state of esports. Cause like it feels almost unfair. The number of people that watch a Smash tournament and moments of a Smash tournament and the replays of a Smash tournament, and then not like nobody watches the replay of a football game unless it's on like NFL Classics. But like, what are the deals that these cable companies have with these sponsors? Like they're astronomical, right? And the TV deals and like all this stuff. It just, I don't know. It makes me sad to think about that on that side, but it also makes me think about like how Smash has gone through this so many times. And I think that Magic is about to go through it, where as players who are modern players have kids and don't want to play Magic anymore, modern is going to become, will also fall off and will also be hard to run. And so, you know, being opposed to an entry-level format the way that Magic players are, I think will kill our beloved game. And I don't want to see what's happening to Beyond the Summit happen. You know, seeing the SCG series die was, like, really sad for us. So that's just something I thought. Let's talk about something exciting, though. And I don't actually know how exciting it is, Patty. Why don't you explain this, and I'll put the tweet in the show notes. What's happening here?
I don't know. I was actually hoping you'd tell me. I've seen these tweets. So, Chris, we talk a lot about Aragon on this show, right? Christopher Pellini is a fantastic author. And the first one, is it 7? Was the first, like, on March 1st. Right,
so
he's like, yeah, hey.
I can explain what's happening. So part of this is Christopher's fault. So on, I want to say it was like 4 days ago. I'm going to scroll down a little bit. On February 28th, Christopher on TikTok and Instagram, all he did was post a video of himself standing in front of Thorne's face from the book cover. And like, okay, with triumphant music.
Oh, this like Instagram reel?
Yeah, you can watch, okay, it really quick while I explain this. Then he tweets, huh? And then somebody says, elaborate, and he says, tomorrow. Well, that was yesterday. Somebody said, sir, it's tomorrow now. He says, it's going to be a long day. And then he says, grid your loins, it's happening 7. And that's all he says. I mean, that's not really true. It's very clear what's happening. He does say, it would be pretty funny if I released 2 books with red covers in 1 year, wouldn't it? Really funny. I mean, nobody would do that, right? So we know he's releasing a book this year with a red cover.
Okay.
The 6th tweet has, you know, smiley face, sunglasses, a pen, and a dragon. So yeah, he's releasing a dragon book this year with a red cover. It's very clear that we're getting we're getting a Thorne book.
Like the afterings of like Murtaugh.
Can I actually say what I hope it is?
Yeah.
I want it to be Thorne's perspective of the inheritance cycle.
That would be sweet.
Dude, it would be so sweet.
That would be sweet. I could also...
Like, I don't want to say it because I don't want to like get my expectations too high and other people's expectations too high. Like, if it's just another book about Murtaugh and Thorne, I will read that too. But I hope that it takes place in that time through the perspective of Thorne.
Sweet. Yeah, no, because that's how Murtaugh's story ends, is he like kind of goes to like fix himself and repair things.
Kind of. Have you read the Fork, The Witch and the Worm?
No, I haven't.
So Thorne's story ends there. That is not where Murtaugh's story ends, because the Fork is the Murtaugh story of that book.
Gotcha. Okay, so add that to my reading list then.
It's really short. It's okay. Really, really short.
Okay. Good thing I have a lot of time when I'm driving to work.
Oh, yeah, if you're just audiobook, it's 4 hours.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, it's less than a day of work. No, I think this is huge. I think that one of the things that was clear, that's been clear for a while, is we're getting a 5th book. We're getting like an actual sequel to inheritance. Like, that's going to happen. I don't think that's this book. I think this is, like, either Tales of Alagazia Part 2 with Murtag and Thorn, or I think that it is the thing that I said. But this isn't a speculation podcast. I'm just saying what I think.
Gotcha. Okay. That's cool. Yeah, that would be really exciting.
What do you want it to be?
I don't know what I want. I'm just excited to see what he's got cooked up.
Yeah, those are two of the characters. Like, those characters are like, I mean, obviously Eldest is my favorite book ever.
Right.
And so seeing him standing in front of that cover on TikTok and not saying anything, I was like, why would you do this to me? Like, what are you doing? Because, like, if it was up to me, like, we'd get this book. We'd get a book about Gladar and Oramis. We'd get and him training Braum and oh my gosh, how am I forgetting the name, Eddie? Who's the name of Murtag's dad? Who owns Zarok? How am I remembering everything but him?
Because he was supposed to be written out of history, right?
No, like, that's his dragon.
Well, he's part of the Forsworn, which were...
No, that's not how that works.
They lost their names.
Nope. Somebody hasn't listened to the inheritance. We're supposed to record on it next week.
Morzan,
thank you. Yeah, I would love a book. Man, there are so many good books in this...
Right, like
this universe,
like what happened, like a detailed happenings of like the adventures of Braum and what happened, like with them and the Forsworn,
because he didn't just kill. Man, we're spoiling stuff. Spoilers for Inheritance Cycle. If you've been like waiting until we announced the books for some reason and didn't read them all yet, then we're going deep.
Sorry, friends.
Because he killed not just Morzan, like it said that he killed two others, I think. When it came to like the number of the Forsworn he killed, or maybe it was three others. Either way, a Braum book would be cool. A book about Oramis training Braum and I just forgot his name again.
Morzan,
thank you. That'd be cool too.
There are so many cool things.
You know what book I would not like?
The series.
What book I would not like? I shouldn't say that because then I'll write it and I'll love it. But I don't think I want a not for the Black Dragon's name. Is it Shuriken?
Yeah. Shuriken.
Shuriken. I don't know. Both of those sound wrong, but it is something like that. That's the book I don't want the POV of. That dragon had a sad life. What about you? Any news that excites you coming up?
Yeah. So we got a trailer for the Haunted Mansion. They're doing a new Haunted Mansion movie. So that's pretty sweet. Also, I think I saw on the sports side that NFL ticket is going to be moving to YouTube TV, which is awesome.
Hey, do you want to split that?
Yeah. No.
We would never do that.
No.
I can't believe I've even offered it.
Yeah, so that's it. I can stop doing the NFL Plus thing and like trying to watch everything or listen via mobile.
I'll tell you what, I
don't want to have DirecTV for that service.
I certainly didn't steal any NFL games this year because of DirecTV.
Yeah. So that's kind of the news I found. Kind of a lighter week in news overall. So.
All right. Well, I am excited for. On that note, if the Pac-12 network and the Utah Jazz also get off of the DirecTV deals that they have, because we left DirecTV because I couldn't watch Oregon. This is all
right.
Insane.
It was TV rights stuff is crazy. I did hear that AT&T Sportsnet is going away. So
it is.
I don't know.
On the, it is in, it is, It is not official, but it does sound likely. So, yeah. Sports, man. Get your fantasy basketball and football somewhere. All right. Yeah. Don't forget that if you want to suggest a topic for the show, every 2 months we plan episodes. We're going to be doing that probably this week or next to get episodes ready for the next little while. Just kind of a reminder, we have Inheritance coming up. I think, is it Cobra Kai is the other thing on the schedule?
Yep. Cobra Kai season 2.
So, you know, get reading that book, get caught, you know, rewatch that show. Both of those fantastic pieces of content. I actually was watching Cobra Kai for fun the other day. And then if we use your comment to pick an episode, you'll get credit at the end of the show. And then, you know, in the future, hopefully as one of the future benefits of Patreon will be that we'll be able to give kickbacks for that type of stuff. So, that is going to do it for this week. Patty, do you have a poll this week?
Not this week, not on the Need to Nerds, but we'll get results shortly, on, Patty's poll.
So I have a question. Do you want to switch to Cobra Kai to give people more time to read? Since we've been talking about the schedule, should we do Cobra Kai season 2 next week and then do Inheritance the week after?
Yeah, that'd be an easier thing to catch up on. That'll give me time to also re-listen to Inheritance.
Yeah, there we go.
This week, awesome. I like that.
Cool. That is going to do it for this week. Patty B, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at PattyBMTG. I talk standard stuff, nerd stuff. Talk to me. Let's talk. What about you, Spencer?
Standard stuff. Just already MTG vernacular. Yeah, you can find me at SpencerStudentH on Twitter. You can find me each and every week on ConstructiveCriticism.com, where I do Constructive Criticism every week and Mythicast every month. We just did an episode with Reed Duke and one with Yeoman 5, both winners of their respective tournaments. It was really fun. And then I should be recording a podcast this month. We have been really inconsistent on the Smash Through front, getting Smash Through podcasts in. But hopefully we'll be able to lock those in and get those going as the Smash community plunders to the ground. All good vibes here. If you like, subscribe. That's really helpful wherever you're listening, or leave a review. It helps the show out more than anything else that you could do. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to my voice. It's my last podcast. I'm going to not talk for the next 2 days. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see everybody next week for another episode of the Need to Nerd podcast.